The Smithsonian Institution is bringing back the funk. The National Museum of African American History and Culture has just reassembled the mothership. That's the silver spaceship made famous by the legendary funk band Parliament Funkadelic. And when the museum opens in Washington next year, the mothership will anchor a larger music history exhibition. Band members and historians alike hope it will blow the minds of visitors just like it did when it landed on stage. Here's NPR's Allison Keys.
Do y'all want to fly this evening? Definitely fly. Do you want to ride on the mothership? No.
It's 1976 in Houston, and a rapturous crowd is swaying back and forth to the infectious funk of Parliament Funkadelic's Mothership Connection. Then suddenly, it's there. A sparkling silver spaceship appears on the YouTube video with flashing strobe lights, lights shining from its feet, and spewing smoke as it lands on the stage, and out steps frontman George Clinton.
It was organized chaos. That's basically I can say. It was mayhem.
Bernie Walden was a roadie with Parliament Funkadelic. He worked with both the original mothership in the mid-1970s and a replica that was built in the mid-1990s. He says the carbon dioxide smoke that billowed from the bottom of the ship was a bit of a problem.
It was so much on the original one that a lot of people in the front row were passing out.
Well, all right. Starchild, citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramids. Partying on the mothership.
Walden just finished helping the Smithsonian put the replica back together. The original was destroyed in the 1980s after the band went into debt. But Walden told museum specialist Kevin Strait the replica was at George Clinton's Tallahassee, Florida home studio. Strait leaped into action to acquire it and was dazzled by his first sight of the ship.
Part of the ceiling was carved out so that the top of the mothership, the crown, could fit.
Strait says the mothership is the most iconic stage prop in African American musical history, partly because it provides context and perspective to the evolution of black stagecraft. He also thinks George Clinton's mothership is a manifestation of the liberating power of music.
He really developed this kind of grand idea of envisioning African Americans in space as a way to sort of liberate one's mind from the shackles of racism or poverty or any other sort of social or societal constraints. So the mothership was really this kind of symbolic mode of transporting the conscious self into this, you know, ethereal place, which is pretty funky and pretty far out, but that represents sort of the grander scope of his thinking.
I definitely felt that we needed something to be proud of as black people.
George Clinton says when he created the mothership, he was trying to outdo everything in rock and roll, including the elaborate Broadway musical Hair.
We wanted to have a funk opera.
Clinton says he sees the mothership as a monument to black music, and he donated it to the museum because the ship will give pride to a lot of people.
It's the symbol of all that music that was created from it, not only from us, you know, from the Funkadelic Boots and the media, but the people that sampled it later, which is a whole another 25 years of music.
A welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection.
The Mothership will be on display at the National Museum of African American History and Culture's Musical Crossroads Gallery, says Chief of Design Brian Sealing, along with rock and roll king Chuck Berry's Cadillac.
First thing you'll see is that bright red Cadillac convertible. You'll see this in the distance behind it, raised up as it was used on stage, with its lights on.
Sealing says there will also be music and concert footage of the mothership being used on stage, and the display will be spectacular, even if the ship has a few bumps and bruises.
In many ways, it's kind of a crown jewel in the museum, because just look at it, it's like a jewel.
George Clinton says he's proud and happy that the mothership will be on display at the Smithsonian. He's still touring, and he says he'll create another one, because he definitely has to fly. Allison Keys, NPR News, Washington.